Now, these issues are of concern, obviously, when it comes to small hospitals and preventive care. President-elect Joe Biden is going to inherit this mess if he takes the office on January 20th, which is most likely, obviously. Despite the challenges, it's still the most likely outcome. We'll, of course, follow everything else as it makes its way through. Joining me now is Cynthia Fisher, the chairman and co-founder of Patient Rights Advocate. Cynthia, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, what is Rights Advocate?
Patient Rights Advocate is an organization, nonpartisan organization, that is focused on delivering a real, functional, competitive marketplace in healthcare where consumers can know the real prices before they get care. And I have great news for you and your listeners today, Steve.
Which is?
Which is, starting January 1st, 2021, I am overjoyed to share with your listeners that for the first time, patients, the American consumers of healthcare, are going to have the right to know prices in healthcare. Before we go, we're going to be able to know what we're going to get and at what price, and to be able to shop online or with our feet to reduce the cost of both our care and ultimately our coverage as well.
And where does this come from? What legislation was signed? Can you tell me?
Yes. About a year and a half ago, President Trump had signed an executive order, and the administration delivered the ability for hospitals to show prices to their patients, and they're to be posted easily searchable online. And the second part of that will come in January 2022, where the real prices and the negotiated rates for the insurance companies, wherever we get care, not just the hospitals, but wherever we get care, will need to be disclosed to all Americans so that we can actually compare and shop for insurance, as well as seeing if we're getting the best type of coverage rate as anyone else. And this is a big win for the American people, because discounted cash prices, Steve, when we can see the discounted cash prices, say for an MRI or a blood test or a colonoscopy,
right,
oftentimes across our country from the same facility and from the same physicians and the same deliverer of service, they're nearly 40% lower than the insured negotiated rate. So when we can contract directly for those lower discounted cash prices and our employers reimburse us for the same, we'll all be able to save money, like many early adopters have been saving 30% to 50% on their
healthcare costs. So I'm just curious, you know, we just talked about
these prices.
Yeah, Cynthia, we just talked about another problem facing small hospitals, rural hospitals, hospitals that are in places that don't have large populations, already facing financial disaster because they were not allowed to treat patients for colonoscopies and mammograms and other preventative type measures and clinical tests and so forth. If their money is further reduced because people are going to the bigger hospitals to save $100 or whatever it might be, won't that be a financial disaster even further for some of these smaller hospitals serving underserved areas?
Well, actually, Steve, it would be just the opposite, because, in fact, you know, this is competition. And when we can see the pricing competition, we're going to realize that small hospitals actually have, in many places, in many disciplines, price advantages. I'll give you an example. In Boston, where we are, there's a smaller hospital in the Boston area that is a wonderful birthing hospital and has excellent care. And if you look at the cost, look at the claims data that we can see today, a cost of having a baby, a price of having a baby there is about $7,000. If you go a mile away to one of the biggest hospitals in Boston and the teaching hospital at that, we're seeing the prices for a normal healthy birth being around $45,000, and another major teaching hospital across the street, $13,000. When employers and all of us as individuals and families can see these differences on just simply the cost of having a baby, a lot of these smaller hospitals provide great quality of care and at a much lower price. So you can see disciplines,
sure,
and specialties really bringing in patients to have a much better experience, better quality and at prices individual Americans and their families know they can afford.
Well, that's 6.5 times less money for a child. But what if you have an emergency and you have to go to Mass General or whatever hospital you have to end up in Boston, and you have an emergency, how do you, you know, you don't have a way to check prices before the ambulance delivers you to the ER doors. So I guess that's just a take as it comes.
Well, you know, 90% of our care, Steve, is planned or elective. It is non-emergent. It's not in the emergency room environment. But you can imagine when we can see prices and we can see competition across every single hospital, what we will find is we will see the price gouging. We will see the overcharging. And even where there may be fraud committed, we will be able to prevent that because of price discovery. And what we know is that in the emergency environment, when you can see that there is substantially higher prices and price gouging, one can actually look to seek and make choices while they're in an ER to not get certain tests or not pay a certain price. And I'll give you an example. Carbery Campbell down in Florida went to get a COVID test, a simple COVID test with a nasal swab. And it went into a tent outside of an emergency room. Because she went into that emergency room, she was not really symptomatic, but she had just come back at the beginning of COVID from Spain and wanted to make sure her classroom and her family would be safe.
Right.
And what she found was they ran all sorts of tests, even a strep test. They even ran a pregnancy test. And then they ran chest x-rays and MRIs. And she didn't need that. She didn't need those. But you could actually know what a standard emergency room price would be from these hospitals. And many, many patients would be able to choose to say, no, I just can't.
Fair enough.
But,
you know, I can't blame the hospital for running all of those tests. Hospitals are oftentimes protecting themselves from future lawsuits by running tests that they know it's only a 1 in 1,000,000 chance or a 1 in 10,000 chance. But to cover themselves from future liability and lawsuits, a lot of hospitals run tests that they know patients don't need. They do it every single day. Cynthia Fisher,
well,
greatly appreciate it. I've got to leave it there.
But this is a first big major step, Steve.
That's good.
Price
good
transparency
stuff.
Is the foundation to drive down our costs.
And that is good news. And if we can know what the pricing is, I've often said truth in pricing is incredibly important in healthcare, and here it is. Cynthia Fisher, thank you for that. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Steve.
Chairman and co-founder of the Patients' Rights Advocate, Cynthia Fisher. Coming up, we've got Randy Bishop. And a little bit later on the program, we've got Peter Navarro joining me here to talk about that report he put out about election fraud. And we'll have the latest from that Georgia Senate subcommittee. What are they saying? They're saying maybe we should not have certified the election in Georgia. How significant? We'll talk about it. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Huber Show.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
it is.
This is
so
great.
Much fun.
Uh-huh.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism.
Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs.
Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad.